is the Sports Fever. If it's a sport, we cover it. And here are the hosts, Anthony Colasano, Dom DeRosa, Noah Gugliotta, also known as Googs, and Sean Johnson.
.com. Proudly nominated for National Association of Broadcasters 2019 Marconi Award for Best College Radio Station of the Year. And live from the Rider University Studios, it's the Sports Fever. I'm your host, Andy Colasano. And alongside me today is Dom DeRosa and Noah Gugliotta, or otherwise known as Googs. And Dom's mic was muted. Way to go, Dom.
Sorry.
You're good. You're good. All right. So, Sunday show again, new time. Got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about the James Harden drama slash controversy that's been going on with him in terms of the Rockets and how he kind of wants out even after the John Wall trade. Also talk about basketball preseason and how some teams are looking so far, as well as the Jerry West allegations involving Dom's Clippers and how there, I guess, is some – I guess he went after Kawhi in a, I guess, illegal way. We'll explain that more. And then, obviously, our last segment will be our NFL pick-ems for Week 15. But to start it off, Noah, you are a little upset due to Mr. John Gruden. He did not do you any favors in betting on Thursday night.
Yeah. First of all, I just want to say my mouth is in shambles right now. I got my wisdom teeth taken out the other day. So I was pretty upset as it is. I'm okay. We're making it through. But so I had the Raiders -3.5 in the game. And now that game was so back and forth. I mean,
yeah.
Derek Carr went down early. Marcus Mariota came in. I thought he played really well. I think there were a couple throws here and there that I think, you know, more reps and stuff like that will, you know, take care of that. But I thought he played well. I thought he ran the ball well. I thought he found the open guy well. But I just thought the play calling by John Gruden was just garbage. I mean, the amount of third and shorts that they had, they just run the ball right up the middle, no creativity, and just are relying on a good fourth down play. And they got it a lot of the time. But I think the worst part was, I mean, Bagley, whatever, for the Chargers missed two field goals in the fourth quarter. Yep. And you have a chance to win the game. You drive down the field in overtime. You're at
the three.
First down, you run the ball for, like, no gain. Fine. That's fine. On second, you run the ball right up the middle again. I don't understand that play call. I simply don't understand it. Like, how are you not coming up with something more creative, something that can get the ball in the end zone? You have to be aggressive there. Then on third down, they roll Mariota to the right, have everyone going there, offensive line and all, and throw to the fullback. I mean, what is that?
That's Rudy's favorite.
it doesn't make sense. So it just really annoyed me. And I know I'm looking at it from my perspective because I had the bet. So that's really it. I mean, I just was really annoyed.
What was the wager to win?
It was like $7. I'm not a, like, I know people will be like, that's not a lot of money, but like, I'm not looking to spend a lot of money.
You're not looking to make a crazy profit.
No, because I know I'm going to lose a lot, but the point is that it's about winning. It's about like I have a few. I'm never betting on the Seahawks again. I can't bet on the Raiders because John Gruden's a moron. And then who's the other one that screwed me? I forget. I don't know. But I'm just like so annoyed.
So there are three guarantees that you don't bet on now.
The Seahawks, no way. They stink. Yeah. They stink.
Well, yeah, they're gonna
You know what? They're like freaking you know, Frank the Tank said they're incompetent. New Jersey Transit, they are incompetent. John Gruden, the Raiders, incompetent. The Seahawks, they stink. They're incompetent. They are incompetent.
I want to watch their video again.
I want to, yeah. That had to be the funniest like sports like rant I've ever seen.
Well, you know what's great is that like he parlayed that into a career because now he's working for Barstool Sports. Like he does like food reviews with them. He's the greatest. He's the greatest of all time. It has to be.
It's funny. Yeah. But yeah, like that Raiders games. That Raider game was.
Oh yeah, you tell them, Dom, because that was brutal.
I said the Chargers were gonna win, and look what happened. It's just pathetic. I mean, Carr, suffered a groin injury. He's out for the next 2 weeks. So kiss the regular season finales goodbye. Mariota, it's scary because I actually like Mariota a little bit to where I think he can fit in that Raiders system. But I have a feeling once he's a free agent, he's gonna go to like the Colts or something because Rivers is gonna be done for, I think. So he could be on the move or anything, but you're right. Just that play calling, man. I want to say it again. I miss Jack Del Rio so freaking much, dude. It pains me. I wish Del Rio, even if he wasn't the head coach, he was like the defensive coordinator like he is with the Washington football team right now. It's just so such a disgrace with so much talent, and it's just getting nowhere, you know? We talked about this. It's just getting nowhere. It's just so embarrassing. That's really it.
It was just the signing was just based on the name, not the not the pedigree or the contributions he made to the league. Even though he won one Super Bowl, but everyone says he didn't like build that team. He was given that team. So
like the offense is there, the talent's there, and if he just ratcheted it up his play calling, it would be much better. He's not the offense is there. It's just he's not making the right calls at the right times. That's basically it.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, after that game, they're now 1-5. They're now 1-4 in their last five.
Yeah, exactly.
Five.
So I think their playoff hopes are in jeopardy and likely out the door. But we got to move on real quick. Talk about the beard, James Harden. You know, he, as we talked about in the previous shows, you know, John Wall was traded there. We were told by reporters that this is what he wanted. This was his guy. And then we come to find out the next day that he didn't report to camp. And then we find out a couple of days later that he still wants to get traded. And now this man looks like Santa Claus.
I didn't know Santa Claus can dribble a basketball like this, man.
like it's kind of concerning because this is a guy who is kind of the guy on the team, averages like 40 points a game, around 38 to 40 minutes a game, and to be in that kind of shape is kind of concerning to Rockets fans, to basketball fans, and fantasy basketball fans who are looking to pick him to be on their team, because I don't know if he can, you know, it's concerning. I just feel like he doesn't care. I feel like, you know, everyone was talking about the power trip that he was given in Houston and how he's given way too much power, and that, you know, he can basically do whatever he wants and there's no consequence. And I think that's kind of ridiculous because I always think about this in my head. I'm just like, you know, you're getting paid multi-million dollars to play basketball and you're crying because you want to get traded. So, I mean, just real quick before we go to break, guys, you know, Dom, I'll start with you. Like, what do you think this says about, you know, Harden's, you know, him as a person, him as a player, and also for this, you know, this Houston franchise?
Well, man, he's got to put it on the high heels because he's acting like a diva. Oh my goodness. It's so common now that all these players want out and they're going to stomp their feet and try and get themselves out and go to their favorite destination. In Harden's case, really being Brooklyn, Philly, and maybe the Heat. But the one thing I just heard recently is that the Rockets are listening to any negotiations, which I like. If Harden's acting this way, I'm surprised he's even playing preseason. If Harden's still acting this way and he wants out and he's, you know, not being respectful in any kind of way and just, you know, he's being a drama queen, I would trade him anywhere. Don't go to his favorite destination like he prefers. Just go to where the Rockets in general get the best assets in return.
Mm-hmm. Noah?
Yeah, I agree. It's crazy to think that this guy was what he was last year still. I mean, he's still a great player with great talent. And that's what the question I would have asked, like, is he still going to be able to do the same kind of things with this weight on? Because it's a pretty significant weight gain. Like, how much do you think it is? Like,
he's got to be at least 15, 20 pounds. I'm just,
I was going to say,
like,
right?
It's like a fat. It's not a muscle. That's different.
No. And that's the crazy part is, like, when I saw that picture, I was like, this is fake. Like, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of when Derek Jeter.
Oh, yeah.
When he broke, remember? And they put that picture out. I was like, it was kind of shocking.
Yeah, but that was on the New York Daily News. That was on the
exactly.
News. So people were figuring out it was fake. This was a video.
And there was a picture, like, there were a bunch of pictures online. You're like, that's real. Like, it's pathetic. Dom's right. Like, this is... It's annoying to watch these players who are so talented show no loyalty to anybody. Yep. It's just annoying. Like, I want to see somebody stay with a team and just rock it with them, you know? And that's basically
Tim
all.
Duncan
like.
Way.
Yeah. And there's
the Tim Duncan, Kobe, Dirk way.
Yep. And there's plenty you can do with a team. I mean, look at Dirk. That 2011 team.
Yeah.
That was not the best team in the league.
They had no business winning that final.
By the way, I don't even think that was the best team in the West. Like, they went up against the Heat and were able to win. Why? Because they had chemistry, they had loyalty, they had players that were just doing the right things at the right time.
It's all about everyone buying in to the culture and buying into
exactly.
what the position is. And he can't do that. So, you know, there were people, you know, and I'll wrap this up real quick because then we got to go to break. You know, there were people that would say, you know, from when Westbrook was there, like, they would do what they wanted. They would show up late. There was no, like, real, like, leadership or culture there. And it just showed that, like, they just didn't care. All they cared about was themselves and their stats. So, wherever he goes, I hope that changes. I know Philly's in talks. I really don't think they should do it because I'm hearing Ben Simmons to be in that package. If they do that, that's going to be a terrible deal for Philadelphia. Because then they're going to go from young to old, and that's just not going to be good. But that being said, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about some NBA preseason and how all that's shaping up as we look ahead to this Tuesday for opening night in the NBA. All that and more after these underwriting announcements on 107.7 The Bronx and 107.7TheBronx.com.
And we're back with this edition of the Sports Fever. Let's send it back to our hosts now.
.com, live from the Rider University Studios. It's the Sports Fever. I'm your host, Anthony Colasano. And alongside me today is Dom DeRosa and Noah Gugliotta, or otherwise known as
Googs. Oh, yes. Let's go.
There we go. I did it.
So
was mine on time?
We were kind of in sync, but kind of there's like a delay.
You don't want, I didn't want to come in too early and then not be on time, but I wanted to like overcompensate. I messed it up.
Yeah. You don't want to be too early. Cause then you just look like a fool. And then if you come in like late,
I'm not exactly here's the thing. I'm not on my game today. I'm just off I'm in shambles.
You're having an off day.
We'll
call it an off week because you had a
exact. Thank you. By next week, if I'm not back, then we got a problem.
Yeah. NBA preseason. It's a shortened preseason. I think usually there's four games per team. For this, it's only two because of circumstances of which we're in right now, and trying to get the season ramped back up. In time, so at least we get back to some normalcy in sports. But I'll talk about my Nets. You know, play two games. We played Washington and Boston, beat them both. First, I saw Kevin Durant in Nets uniform. I got goosebumps. It was great to see, just because of me seeing the fact that like I have a superstar on my team of his caliber. Because I don't know if you guys know. Well, Dom, you really can't. You might know this because of we'll see, but you probably will get what I'm saying. Like when you see like the first time you see like your big star or whatever, like, you know, they sign, but then you don't get to see him just yet. And then they come on your team just like, wow, like he's on my team, because like you never think that. You're always looking at them on different teams and you're just like, man, like why can't we have a guy like that on my team? And then it does happen. So, you know, Dom, you know that with Kawhi, but you actually, you had Chris Paul and Blake Griffin back in the day in their prime. So this is kind of, you're kind of used to that with your Clippers.
Honestly, with that team, I really wasn't a Blake Griffin fan. I actually liked, I wasn't a Blake Griffin fan until he produced a jump shot and then he won it out. So I was like, okay. So that was a short period of time. I was really mainly a Chris Paul fan. DeAndre Jordan, okay, yeah, but.
DeAndre Jordan's like he's all right, but yeah, now he's with me. Yeah. But yeah, they played Boston this past Friday. They smoked them. You know, this was kind of big for Kyrie Irving. This was kind of his first game, you could say, back. Obviously they're gonna play them on Christmas Day. But he looked good. He started doing that weird thing with, do you guys know what sage is? Like what, like you heard about what he's doing? Like he's like throwing sage. I'm like, what? I don't even know what that is.
Isn't it like, is there a religious connotation to it?
I think so. I'll look it up after the show.
There was an explanation. I didn't watch it because I wasn't really, I could care less. I don't,
yeah.
I didn't care, but I mean, it's something religious. I forget what it said, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he was doing that. But you know, besides that, you know, he's been playing well. He averaged, I think, 20 and 18 in the two games. And then Kevin Durant, he had 15 the first game against Washington. They had 25 in the game against Boston. You know, a lot of people are saying that, you know, Durant, oh, he's who knows if he's going to be the same. And, you know, I hear people like, I remember people, and I'll say this because I watched Stephen A. Smith on First Take. He wanted Kevin Durant so bad. And now that he's on Brooklyn and now that it's actually happening, he's starting to like regress and start to like attack him now because he's not on the Knicks. I'm just like, you would not be doing that if he was on the, like, I'm just saying, I'm just like, he's like, oh, I don't think this is going to work.
Yeah.
I'm like, would you say that if he's on the Knicks? No.
I can't stand Stephen A, dude. Yeah. He's so biased. He's very annoying.
Too. That show. It's that show. Yeah, it's so awful.
All those years.
Yeah. One question though for you, Anthony, quickly. So like the expectations obviously are a championship. Now, if there's not gelling this first year or there's, you know, there's issues, is this a disappointment? Like what are your expectations if, let's say in the beginning of the season, especially they struggle?
I'll be concerned. I mean, yeah. You know, but then again, it's like, this is the first time everyone's kind of playing together.
Together,
and, you know,
yeah.
You know, because Kyrie Irving didn't really play the whole season last year, and obviously Corona happened. Kevin Durant was – he was there, but obviously he wasn't there because he was on the court. You know, there was a lot going on, you know, and I feel like, you know, it's a whole new group. I feel like they have to make it to the conference finals in order for it to be a successful season, in my eyes. I know people was going to say it's like finals or bust, but if they make it there, I think that's good. And then – next year they'll really like take off because it'll be the second year with everybody still there. Because I think the only players that really aren't locked in for next year is, I think, Jared Allen, which I just saw a report come in that they're looking to sign an extension with him. So that's good. And I hope he does improve his game. And then obviously Spencer Dinwiddie, because we heard rumors that he was on the trading block. So we don't know where he's going to be at, because this is the final year of his contract. And obviously he has been playing well above the value which he's getting paid at. So he might command some serious money in the open market. If he does hit it, Sean Marks might try to extend him or do something. But I don't know, because of the tax luxury and how much money we can spend, considering we just locked up Joe Harris for $75 million. And that was a lot of money. But, you know, but going back to your question, I think conference finals or it's a fail.
Okay. I think that's fair.
That's in my eyes. But yeah. Yeah, but Don, we'll go to you. You know, your Clippers, couple games. We will talk about some other things about them in the next segment. But so far, you know, based on what you've kind of seen, whether it be watching games or highlights or stats, like, do you think that you'll have you won't collapse like you did in the bubble?
Man, what do I know at this point? They got worse. The Lakers got better. I'm not even probably watching the season, really, unless it's like I'm watching your Nets, honestly, because they're going to be enticing to watch. Come on. The Lakers just freaking grabbed Montrezl Harrell, Dennis Schroeder in a trade. Come on. I mean, really. Horton Tucker, out of all people, scored 33 in a preseason game against the Clippers. It's ridiculous. Ty Lue can't even remember Luke Kennard in the trade that they acquired him. This team sucks. I don't really care anymore. They're just a disappointment. And then Kawhi's going to go back to the Six or go to the Lakers. He's going to do something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because he has an option.
And playoff PG showing off out there like he was with the Pacers. You know, they say, hey, let's sign you. 5 minutes. That much money. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Can I go out on the court and hit the backboard and make $200 million, please?
Yeah, I shook my head when I saw that deal come through my phone. I was like, oh boy, they're just throwing money away.
And at this point, I don't even know if there's a team in the West that can really.
Don't get me wrong, right? The Clippers are going to be in the top four.
Three? Yeah, four.
West seeding. Easy. I think Dallas steps up, right? You get some controversy. I like it. But the Lakers just got better. Like, most of America is saying LeBron's going to win another one. I just hope, Anthony, that's when I'm really hardcore. I'm rooting for Brooklyn right now, but if they go against the Lakers in the finals, I will be hugging you in every which way.
Yeah.
Every single play, hoping that Brooklyn wins.
I'm with you too. I mean, listen, I used to be a Nets fan, like when they were in New Jersey, and when they moved to Brooklyn, I just couldn't get behind that. But like, at this point, I think the Lakers are have to be the favorite, which is, you know, crazy to say, but I think they will be.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's saying that they could 3-peat. I mean, they have the best two players in the world on their team. So yeah.
I think
it's Brooklyn. Brooklyn or Milwaukee are their teams that
agreed
that can beat them.
I agree.
But I think Milwaukee, though, if they're not able to do it this year, I think that causes a lot of concern for them because.
Well, I don't know, because Giannis just signed that max deal, so he's locked in for the next 6 years.
Well, yeah, but with the stuff around him, why aren't they able to make a run? They haven't been these past 2 years. They were probably the best team. They were definitely the best team in the East and arguably the best team in the league. And they can't even make. Did they even make it to an Eastern Conference Finals? Not last year, but the year before me, like. The year before they did against the Raptors, right?
Yeah.
They didn't make it last year. There's no excuse for that. They haven't been able to make it to an NBA Finals, and they probably have the best player in the league other than LeBron. Like, that's – I don't think you can go much further with – I mean, obviously, Giannis, you're going to – but you got to do something to help him out. Some free agent's got to come. You got to do something. I don't know. So, that's just me. Brooklyn's coming. You know, they're here.
No, we're here. No, yeah, we're coming. No, but I do agree. I think that, you know, they have to, Milwaukee, they have to get it together. And I think this is their time. You know, they are lucky. I don't know what was said in the meeting with Giannis, but apparently they did something that kind of sealed the deal. But look, you got him for 6 years now. I think your window, at least to really make a run, you have about 2 years now.
Agreed.
Considering that you locked up Giannis and now you don't have to worry about it anymore. So that's kind of – I think that might help them, the fact that he's kind of locked up, because I feel like that was maybe in people's heads, especially last year, because I was like, oh, he might leave, he might not leave. No one knew what was going on with him.
I mean, this they could become the Dodgers, like that they're always there, and they're just not able to –
But the Dodgers won, so we can't say that anymore.
Exactly, but that's the point, is that they'll win – they'll be in these crazy years, and then finally they'll figure it out, but – they got to start soon because Giannis doesn't have forever. Like he's going to be there long, but you know, there's going to be teams that come and are really able to contend with them. And I think that's going to be tough.
Side, besides Brooklyn, the good thing is for the Bucks that they are in the East, you know, not in the West. So that's one good way to look at it. They just got to go over the hump and at least reach the finals and try and win it. So you got to be there in order to compete.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
He's a Milwaukee for life, and you know, come Tuesday, you know, the season will be upon us, and and it'll be fun to watch. I'm excited, you know, to watch my Nets play. I know Dom. I know you say you're not going to watch, but I know you're going to watch.
Are you sure about that?
Your Raiders are out of the playoffs. The Padres don't play until April. What else are you going to do with your life?
Not even that big.
Just watch the first game, see how it goes.
Seeing the Clippers do that, because I had a feeling. You remember we had that talk about the 3-1. And then the Lakers won. It really, 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 really hurt.
Yeah, he's in bad shape, I can tell.
The only thing I hope is that Ty Lue says, you know what, Kawhi? You don't sit on that bench. I'm not paying those fines for those nationally televised games. You get big board man goes.
And also I'll say this quickly, and then we got to go to break. That they came out with the rule saying you can sit players, and you could sit, like, if there's a back to back, you can sit them, like you can rest them. Like if you need to rest them, you can do that. But let's just say like the Clippers play on a Friday. And then they play on a Saturday, but that Saturday game's on prime time. He can't sit because of rest. He has to play that game. So that's something.
That's good.
So that's something good that they were able to do.
Yeah. But, one quick thing. Just don't. I keep doing it too. Don't forget about the Heat either. I want to see what they're able to do this season. I keep forgetting about them, and they're the real deal, and they're really balanced team. So.
Mm-hmm. For sure. But we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about these interesting Jerry West allegations regarding him and the signing with Kawhi Leonard, and what that means for the culture. And if that means, you know, will that cause an uproar in their organization? And will Jerry West leave the organization? We'll talk all that and more on the Sports Fever after these underwriting announcements on 107.7 The Bronx and 107.7TheBronx.com.
And we're back with this edition of the Sports Fever. Let's send it back to our hosts now.
.com live from the Riding University Studios. It's the Sports Fever. I'm your host, Andy Colasano. And alongside me today, and in this segment, and then the next two, will be just Dom DeRosa. Noah, unfortunately, he had to go. His mouth was bothering him a little bit. He went to go take some medication. So we wish him well, and he'll be back fully next week for sure. But Dom, this is kind of perfect, as we will talk about more your LA Clippers, as they just got more into, I guess, heated trouble as it was announced or released by TMZ, because those guys are just ruthless over there. That Jerry West apparently has some allegations against him in terms of signing Kawhi Leonard, in terms of he was given information that enhanced the Clippers' chances of getting him, which was in ways unfair to the way they went about it, I guess you can say, in terms of he knew information that the Lakers didn't know or Toronto didn't know that elevated him. I think he was given, apparently it was reported he was bribing someone close to Kawhi $2.5 million to get info on Kawhi and ways to kind of entice him to come to LA. Because originally it was reported, as you remember, that it was get Paul George here and I'm yours, but now there's more to it. And, you know, Jerry West is in deep trouble. He has been regarded as a great executive over the years. He was with the Lakers, Shine Shaquille O'Neal took them right out of Orlando. He was then with the Warriors when they went on their big dynasty run a couple years back, and now he's with you guys. And you know, he was up in his old bag of tricks, got the two biggest guys on the market besides AD. But it comes at a price with this. So what were your thoughts when you heard this and got released?
You know, I'm sorry. I get it. It could be concerning, but I think this is, I wish I could curse on here, but I think this is absolute BS. Not even just being a Clippers fan. Look, any other organization, especially if it's the Lakers, nothing would be under investigation. Come on. I mean, Anthony Davis, that trade wasn't looked at any further. It was bang, bang, boom, it's done.
I mean, it was kind of a fair trade, though.
It's a fair trade, but still, nothing's getting stopped or anything or looked at. It's a superstar going to another team to pair up with another superstar. The league is not going to stop anything. Especially with the Lakers, because they want to see one of the best dynasties succeed. But with this, it's like, come on, man. Kawhi even said it best. He wanted to go home. The Clippers used to be from San Diego. He lives in San Diego, Kawhi, right now. It's just, that's where he wanted to go. And I think Jerry West is right. I heard the little recording of what he said about the Lakers. I can't say what exactly it was, but it was a show, you know, a little curse word going in there. But maybe he's not right on that. However, it's Kawhi's decision on this, and I think he was right, Jerry West, on saying that Kawhi was not going to be the one guy in the Lakers. He was going to be the third best option or so, and that's why I said Kawhi is coming to the Clippers, because of the fact that he doesn't want to be behind LeBron and Davis. I think this is all just nonsense. And right now, who cares? It's not like they just signed him and now they're getting investigated. Kawhi already played a year in. So why look at it? What are you getting out of it as the NBA right now?
Yeah, I think it's just drama that they're trying to stir up.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think that this is a free agent signing. I think in every way, you know, they have a right to go after him in any which way possible. I don't know the whole rules in terms of what you can and can't do, because obviously we know the rules when it comes to NCAA and recruiting players. We know all those rules and they're super strict, but the NBA is kind of different, you know, because you can kind of – you can bribe them and you can do other things and, you know, you won't get as penalized because they're not amateurs, they're professionals. But I don't know the whole ins and outs of how negotiation works and what you can and can't do. But I think you're right. I think, you know, with trades – you know, like you said, with the AD trade, like there was no, I guess, investigation, but I do have to disagree with you. I mean, it was a fair trade. I mean, they did give up a lot. They gave up Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and Brandon Ingram's becoming a legitimate superstar. Like, Lonzo Ball fixed his shot. So, and they gave up a lot of picks too. So.
Yeah, that is a trade. Maybe that's all me for not, but like, let's say LeBron signing with them as a free agent, right? Free agency to free agency comparison. You have LeBron signing with them. He's the best player in the world right now, but the Lakers aren't getting investigated for how they kind of threw their pitch to get him out of Cleveland again. It's kind of like, come on. That's where I'm like, really? This is what's going to happen. And especially that he's a year into already playing. Come on. You're
wasting time. So it would have made more sense if this kind of came out like last summer.
Like, he signed in July. Let's say this came out in August, September, right before the season started, or maybe even if it did. Yeah, it makes sense. But playing a year, what are you getting out of it now? Don't get it.
No, I agree. I think the timing's off. I think that, you know, I think they're just trying to just defeat, you know, the little man, you know, because it's, you know, they just – because like you said, they want to see the Lakers succeed. They know that it's generating a lot of buzz and a lot of revenue for the league. And that's what they want. You know, they – and it's like that in all sports. They always want kind of – the big markets to succeed, because they know that's more money coming. And it's like, if you look back in 2002, everyone knows game 6 of that Western Conference Finals was rigged because they didn't want to see a Nets Kings series, because I mean it was New Jersey. I mean, okay, it's not the biggest market. I mean, yeah, they were close to New York at the time, but I mean come on, there were the range would have been terrible. So they rigged it so it could have been Lakers Nets. So and obviously the Lakers won their third straight title that year. So, you know, I do agree with you. I feel like, you know, the NBA they can be corrupt at times, both from an executive level and from a player level, as we just talked about earlier in the show, of how the players have way too much power. Example being Mr. James Harden himself and all the power he now possesses in Houston. So yeah, I agree with you. I think that, I think it's a bunch of hoopla, but also, you know, TMZ, man, they just don't care. They have no feelings, no remorse. Okay. They're just going to come at you and just, you know, you got to be like, when you come in like either the sports business or entertainment business, you have to have like the cleanest image, because they will, any little thing that they can have leverage on and expose you, they will expose you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they are ruthless over there, and they don't care for anybody. So whether it be the Clippers or let's say the Lakers, because obviously we know back then that they were ripping on them because they found out juice about Pelinka and Magic Johnson and how he was kind of handling himself as an executive over there, and how he was kind of two-faced. If you remember, he would turn on the charm, become Magic Johnson, and then he become Irvin Johnson. They're two totally different, complete people, you know, because Magic Johnson's like charismatic, charming guy, then Irvin's kind of just the normal guy, business and all that stuff, and can be ruthless at times. So I just think it's just TMZ just not caring about anybody.
TMZ, man, they got they got something else on them.
Yep. But no, that was good. I like that. I like to hear your take and just, you know, go back and forth. I know we probably didn't see eye to eye, but, you know, respectful yes. arguments are always great. But we got to take a quick break. Final segment of the show. It's week 15 in the NFL. It's just me and Dom, but we're still going to give our picks for this upcoming week. There are a couple of interesting games on the slate today, and we'll talk about it and give you our picks after these underwriting announcements, only on 107.7 The Bronc and 107.7thebronc.com.
And we're back with this edition of the Sports Fever. Let's send it back to our hosts now.
.com, live from the Rider University Studios. It's the Sports Fever. I'm your host, Andy Colasano, and alongside me is Dom DeRosa. Yeah. So, yeah, we can't do our no glue guy thing because Noah's not with us for this for this segment, but that's okay. He'll be back with us next week. But it's the final segment of the show, which means pick-ems for the NFL in Week 15. We did pick-ems last week. However, Noah forgot to write down our names and which we picked, so we kind of had to remember from a week ago. So Dom can't remember, which is fine. You remember most of them, but not all of them.
Yeah,
it's not a big deal. But Noah believes he went 5-3. I went 6-2 that week. The Giants killed us, and I think it was. I think the Giants when we all got run. I think I picked Washington that game. Oh wait, no, Washington.
No, you picked the Niners.
What?
Didn't you pick the Niners?
I might have. I can't remember. Yeah, but anyway.
I picked the Saints and I lost that one. Big time.
We didn't have that one.
You didn't? Oh.
No, we didn't have Saints Eagles. But yeah, if we had that one, we all would have lost.
Yeah.
Would have lost that game. But this time we won't have that issue. We have our picks written down. So we'll get into them. First game, Browns Giants. It became the primetime game this week. This is the first primetime game, I believe, for both teams. I know definitely for the Giants in terms of Sunday night primetime. I don't know about the Browns. I believe it is for them too. So this is kind of a big game. However, rumor has it that Daniel Jones likely isn't going to be playing tonight. It's going to be Colt McCoy. So that kind of hinders kind of the matchup and kind of how the game is going to turn out. So with that being said, I'm picking the Browns solely because Baker Mayfield, Colt McCoy, weapons on the offense. I mean, come on. Noah has the Giants.
So. Yeah, look, I think the Giants had their window last week against the Arizona Cardinals, and they lost that opportunity very quickly. And it was a whole team effort, not just Daniel Jones. Don't put the blame just on him. I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns, too. They are rocking and rolling over there. And Baker Mayfield is starting to get hot. You got Chubb and Kareem Hunt in the backfield. And, yeah, you got weapons besides Jarvis Landry. So Baker's starting to find multiple targets. I'm going to go with the Browns with a big win and go advance to 10-4.
No, yeah. All right. So it's 2-1 in favor of the Browns. Next up, we have Chiefs Saints. This is a big game. Start time 4:25. And this is big because of the fact that, Drew Brees is officially back. He will be playing in this game. And this game is important for the Chiefs as well, because even though they clinch this game, if they win this game, I believe it locks them in for the number one spot, so they would get a bye in the first round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
However, it was reported yesterday that Michael Thomas is out again. I don't know what's going on with Michael
that
Thomas.
That hurts
I really
me
don't
fantasy
know.
So badly, dude. I'm so mad, but I picked up Brandon Ayuk on the Niners. I think that's how you say his name. Yeah.
But with that, I'm going with the Chiefs. I just think that the Saints are better with Brees, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, their defense is playing a lot better. Their offense is still clicking. I have the Chiefs in this one. They need this win because they know what this means for them going forward in the playoffs. Because once they have this, they can kind of be on cruise control, you know, take their time. They can rest some players in the final 2 weeks and get ready for January postseason football.
Yeah, I want to agree with you on this. This was a little interesting just to see the fact that Brees is coming back, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs here. I think just their offensive power surge compared to the New Orleans Saints, even with Brees, I think the Chiefs are just too much to handle for them. So I'm going to go Chiefs here too.
Okay. So we all went Chiefs. And then next one up, Seahawks at Washington. This could have been a close game like the Giants-Browns games. However, it was reported that Alex Smith is out this game. And that means Dwayne Haskins is starting at quarterback. Dwayne Haskins is not a good quarterback. No. Dwayne Haskins is not what everybody thought he was going to be. And I think the Giants fans are very happy that Daniel Jones was their guy. Even though Daniel Jones isn't the greatest, he's a lot better than Dwayne Haskins is. Mm-hmm. That's for sure, without a doubt. With that being said, I got to go with the Seahawks just based on that alone. Noah did go with Washington. And what is your
pick? Yeah, I actually had Washington if Alex Smith was playing, but I am going Seattle now because of Haskins. That's really the reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense. And then finally, to wrap it up, Patriots at Dolphins. Now, this is the first time against this team that the – or I guess in a while, I should say that the Patriots are the underdogs. They're not favored to win this game. And so I had the Dolphins because the Patriots are not – well, I will say this. The Patriots are kind of a mess. But yeah, when it comes to rookie quarterbacks, Bill Belichick knows how to expose them. He exposed Justin Herbert.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
He could probably expose Tua. But with that being said, I'm still going with the Dolphins just because of how well they played against.
That comeback a little bit.
Yeah. But actually, wait a minute. But Mike Gizeski is. I think he might be out, or he was limited. Sticky,
he's looking better, but he could be limited at most. Could have been worse to where it would have been like a popped out shoulder or anything. But he's actually like practicing right now. There's a chance he could play. Mm-hmm. Even with that, it's just what Tua can do and what Belichick will do against Tua. I'm gonna go with the Patriots by like 3 point. Like this is gonna be a tight game. I just think Belichick against those rookie quarterbacks, especially Tua, who's really been all right. He's had some flashes of brilliance, but I think that Belichick is somehow and that Cam Newton are somehow going to just throw their bag of tricks out there in Miami and take a win.
Yeah, and I realized I was thinking about him like he does own rookie quarterbacks, so I'm going to switch it. I'm going to go with the Patriots because of that alone. And for the fact that, you know, the Dolphins could have won against the Chiefs, but they couldn't close it out. So if they couldn't close out against the Chiefs, they're going up against not a great team, but a great head coach. And yep. So if you have a great head coach, that means they're going to make the right plays and make the right calls and put in the right players. So I'm going to go with the Patriots on this one. So we have the Patriots. I think Noah's the only one that has the Dolphins. So we will see what happens. We'll be back next Sunday and we'll discuss about our picks because we will now know who we all have as we all now have it in a document.
Yeah.
This has been this edition of the Sports Fever. We thank you for tuning in. Next week is going to be a fun show. By the time you hear us from next week, basketball will have started. The Christmas games will have begun. And we will have a sense of what the NFL playoffs will look like. And hopefully Sean joins us because I don't know where he was today. But yeah, hopefully he's coming off. Us. Yeah. Sean Johnson time.
Yeah, he doesn't come on the show, and he doesn't play MLB the show. I want to play him again, bro. Even with that team.
You're not gonna play him until 21. Comeback. You're not gonna play until 21, or when he gets a new controller.
I might not even get 21, dude, unless there's really good legends coming out.
Wow.
I mean, okay, now 20 will be boring by the time 21 comes out. It's already getting bland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. But this has been this edition of the Sports Fever. We thank you for tuning in. If you want to follow us and catch up with us on everything, Instagram handle @sports_fever, Twitter, the same thing. And you can give us a shout on our email, thesportsfever@gmail.com. We thank you for tuning in. Everyone enjoy your Sunday. And thank you for listening to the Sports Fever on 107.7 The Bronx and 107.7thebronx.com.
Thank you for listening to this edition of The Sports Fever. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and be on the lookout for new episodes every Monday at 1 to 3 on 107.7 The Bronx and also on every podcasting platform you can think of.